This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Amid growing concerns over the plight of migrants, refugees and asylum seekers at the Poland-Belarus border, UN agencies on Friday urged all parties to respect their human rights and to refrain from their use for political gains. There have also been unconfirmed reports of soldiers staging mock executions of migrants. Earlier this week, news reports showed migrants located between Poland and Belarus attempting to dodge tear gas to make their way through barbed wire fences following weeks of rising tension. Liz Throssell from the UN Rights Office, OHCHR, told journalists in Geneva that the human rights of migrants and refugees should be fully respected, regardless of their nationality, status or circumstance.
It is a terrible situation. We are seeing people in terrible circumstances, in the bitter cold, even reports that you know, people have died. And that's why it is really so important. It's why the High Commissioner has spoken out. I know other UN agencies have spoken out really clearly about this, that the human rights of migrants and refugees have to come first. It is really important. They must be respected under international human rights and refugee law. But as for the political dimension of this, I would leave that to others to address that.
The UN Health Agency also issued a protection alert on Friday that 6 in 10 migrants that it had spoken to on the Belarus-Lithuania border needed medical attention. The UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, has urged negotiators at the climate summit in Glasgow to include bolder action to help the world's most vulnerable people. The agency's special advisor on climate action, Andrew Harper, said that poorer nations were already in the grip of weather extremes, with millions forced from their homes by weather-related disasters already. And they were clamouring for assistance with adaptation measures, he said.
A key stat that we have is that last year there were something like 30 million people, or over 30 million people, that were displaced by extreme weather events. And that is one person per second. If that is not a serious call to sort of act, then what is? What does it take for the international community to say that there is not a zero-sum game for continuing to pollute the world and destroy the environment?
To the Democratic Republic of the Congo, or DRC now, where 27 million people require immediate humanitarian assistance, according to latest food insecurity data. This is the highest number in the world, UN humanitarians said on Friday, with 6 million just one step away from famine. Although aid relief has increased to the country where insecurity and ongoing conflict in the east have caused mass displacement, the Food and Agricultural Organization, FAO, said that development funding has not kept up. From the World Food Programme, WFP, spokesperson Thompson Feary said that the situation was getting worse, even in places where food was normally available, like the capital, Kinshasa. Here he is now talking about the situation in Ituri province.
I was recently in Jugu, which is one of the regions that is mostly affected. It is completely off-road. And starvation begins where the road ends. You can actually see people struggling. And armed groups control and patrol most of these areas.
According to WFP, more than 850,000 people and 468,000 women are likely suffering from acute malnutrition. The agency plans to reach 8.7 million people this year, which is 2 million more than last year, despite the extremely tough operating environment. It needs $99 million to fund this work until April 2022. Daniel Johnson, UN News.